Killed a Goth. It's a new murder mystery game that you can play in the Wilday Forest in Berkham, St. Agathe. We talked to Vincent Riga, a city councillor in the commune and one of the developers of the game.
My name is Vincent Riga, and I'm from St. Agathe Berkham in Brussels. I'm city councillor since 2006.
You helped develop a detective game in the forest in Berkham, St. Agathe. So tell me about that game. How do you play it?
We created the game together with two friends, with Nathalie Mayor and Rudy Landelos. We created, first of all, an association without lucrative purpose in January 2019. And it's called NRV. N for Nathalie, R for Rudy, and V for Vincent, because three friends. Also, NRV, because pun intended, as NRV means angry in French. And okay. At that time, January 2019, we were a little bit angry, because there were not enough activities organized, in our opinion. And instead of staying angry and losing our energy a negative way, we wanted to use our positive energy to imagine and create a series of activities in our municipality. And the last activity that we created is an outdoor escape game.
Well, how can it be an escape game if it's outdoors?
That's a very good question. It all started because Nathalie and I, we are big fans of classical escape games, and you're absolutely right, where you have to escape from one or more closed rooms within a certain time by resolving puzzles and mysteries and finding clues. And we first wanted to organize, in fact, an indoor funny kids day. We are talking about March 2020. And we started to imagine that activity, which would be held in July or August. But then came the coronavirus. And so an indoor funny kids day where you have 400-500 kids inside was not the best plan anymore. And so very quickly, we decided that it had to be outside. And instead of welcoming 400 to 500 people in one time, we had to find a way to welcome 3 to 4 people 100 times. And with our passion of the classical escape games, which are held in closed rooms, and with these constraints of coronavirus, we decided to imagine and create an outdoor escape game. And in this escape game, you have to find three things. You have to find who murdered Agathe, why he did it, and you have to do it within the 90 minutes. Otherwise, the bomb will explode and you will disappear together with St. Agathe Berkham and the forest where it's held.
Oh, dear. So the game is based on St. Agathe, after which the commune is named then.
Yes, that's correct. I wanted to also give some historical explanation about our municipality. Because way ago, there were two Berkhams. There still are two Berkhams in Belgium. One is near Antwerp, and the other one is here in the northwestern part of Brussels. And to differentiate these two Berkhams, St. Agathe was added. But who is St. Agathe? And our game tells a little bit more about this lady. The legend tells that she was murdered. And very quickly, she got the saint title. And this St. Agathe was added to the name Berkham to make the difference between Berkham in Brussels and Berkham in Antwerp.
Your game, is it good for both kids and adults?
Yes. It's both for kids and adults. And right now, these are also the teams that we welcome. The socially coronavirus-proof bubbles, mostly families. But we hope that once this sad period is over, we will be able to welcome schools, which are looking for new kind of activities, but also companies as a team building experience. It tells a lot about people, such a game. It tells a lot about how people work together and also how they can improve the way to work together. Nathalie and I enjoyed watching the first families start the game because there is always someone who will take the map of the forest, always someone who will read the explanations because we give some pitch and explanations about how and clues how to solve the riddles and mysteries. There's always someone who will look around and wonder where to go next, and another one who will volunteer to carry the bag and the bomb. And it's only by working together that you can finish this game in time. If you try to do it on your own, you'll fail. Today, we have mostly families, but we surely hope that in the near future, we can experience to other types of groups.
Is the game in French, or can you play in different languages?
Today, we have developed all the explanations in French and Flemish, But English is our on to-do list, and this interview with you even more puts the pressure on this to-do list so that we translate all the explanations and our website in English. Today, we give the explanations, we go on site, we give the bag to English-speaking visitors, for example, and with our explanation, the pitch and the bag, it's already open for English-speaking people. We want to translate it too, so that all the clues and our website would be readable and understandable for not French and not Flemish-speaking people. The website where people can book, that is already in English. It's www.outdoor-escapegame-brussels.be.